Now, back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and WOBMAM.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick, one of New Jersey's finest Italian specialty food centers, and your one-stop for all your tailgating needs. Of course, with the holidays coming up, well, you can't do any better than Mulberry Street. Visit MulberryStreet.net.
We are back here, start of the second half, Central Jersey Group 4 semifinal spot coming a couple of weekends away. The opening weekend of December will host all of the state final games. This is the Central Jersey Group 4 bracket, where Jackson right now well on their way to locking up at least half of that championship matchup. 31-0, they lead Brick, getting set here for the start of half number two. Jackson will kick off. Brick will receive. It is the Jaguars defending the end zone off to our right. The Green Dragons going off in the end zone to our left. Jared Calhoun, who just kicked a 40-yard field goal to wind down the first half, will step into this one and will be back up and running. Calhoun from the 40-yard line. High end-over-end kick just inside the 10-yard line. It's Taylor to field it. At the 20, goes to the far sideline, out to the 30. Keeps his feet to the 35-yard line, then gets run out of bounds by Adante Davis, who will make the stop. Brick offense, as Kevin went through the numbers, sputtering, to say the least, for sure, in that first half. Coming on now and needing some kind of spark to get themselves back into this football game. Late penalty flag on that return as well. Brick will be marched back off what was a pretty good return from Taylor.
Just not a good way to start. Holding. Just seems like it's been a one step forward, three back for the Green Dragons. Allentown, by the way, has scored to take a 13-6 lead over Central. Rumson on a Charlie Volker touchdown run has upped its lead to 35-7.
Ball back now inside the 20 at the 17-yard line for senior quarterback Carmen Sclafani. Five-man front for Jackson here, and a procedure penalty against Brick to begin. Two penalties on the kickoff, now a penalty on the opening play. It'll go from 1st and 10 at the 17 to 1st and 15 at the 12.
Frankly, I'm at a loss for words.
Have not really been able to get out of their own way here tonight. It's a senior-laden team that at 9-1, you would think would be past this. Two receivers set right, single man off to the left. Sclafani wants to throw, and wanting Taylor on a quick little crossing pattern. Davis there on the coverage, incomplete to set up 2nd and 15.
I would say Adante Davis was about a half a step away from picking that one off and going right into the end zone.
He would not have had to travel too far.
That's true.
See, he was on about the 10-yard line. Yeah, Brick just out of sync completely, and seems like they have not gotten out of it to start this second half.
Second down and 15. Sclafani and Fattoruso into the backfield together. Split receiver set. Tight end off to the right. Sclafani wants to throw. One-man pattern. Knocked away on the far side. Joe DeMeo had the coverage on Jasir Taylor. And what a game Joe DeMeo has played on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I may have to pick a different guy to throw my football towards, but number 16 is not the guy tonight you want to pick on.
Well, here's that 3rd and 15 that you love to have on your opening drive of the second half.
On the 11-yard line.
Exactly.
21 seconds gone by here in the quarter. Sclafani, little play action, wants to go down over the middle. Wanting Vangelis overthrows him. It is incomplete, and now on 4th and 15, Jackson able to force a quick three and out, and will get the football back.
Well, he had Vangelis open, just overthrew him, and Carmen, who's been so accurate this season, has been very inaccurate this evening. So Joe Phillips will go back just about inside his end zone to punt this one away to Matt Castronova.
Fourth down and 15. Castronova on one side, Curette on the other. Phillips out of his own end zone. Jackson looking to bring some pressure. And Phillips gets off a short spiraling kick. Curette called for a fair catch, made the fair catch of the 39-yard line. And flags coming out as he was tackled. Brick, I think, trying to say that the tackler was blocked into Curette.
Well, again, numerous flags by a few different referees. I don't think anybody was blocked in there. But they are discussing.
I think they may decide to waive this one.
Yeah, it's probably what they're talking about right now, but shouldn't take this long. Come on. Either way, Jackson will get it on the 42-yard line, or they'll push it up 15 more.
That's not going to be any worse.
Exactly.
Than the 42, which is pretty good field position.
Unless they call an illegal fair catch signal, possibly. Is that possible?
Well, they're coming over to explain it to, they're just going to pick up the flag and explain it.
No, they're going backwards. So
it's a holding.
A holding.
Oh,
yes, Jackson.
Wow.
Wow.
Where did that come from?
Never would have guessed that once.
That wasn't in our repertoire.
Spot foul. So it's a 10-yard mark off back to the Jackson. Still great field position, 47-yard line on their side. And the Jags with an opportunity and a touchdown to get the clock up and rolling as they lead it already 31-0, 11:27 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson with a dominant first-half performance. Three turnovers from Brick, helping out the cause as well. Lots of penalties in this game as DeMeo looking to go right back to work. We'll give it to Vinny Lee off on the right side, stretching it off. Cannot find anything going into the Jackson sideline. Loss of two. Make it second and 12. Corey Wilson, first man on the scene for Brick.
You know, the only thing I could think on that play was there were several flags thrown. One of them was a hold. The others might have been for illegal contact on the fair catch. But then when they discussed it, they waved that one off, and they did march off the holding penalty. That'd be my guess. But then again,
that's just a guess.
And we know my guesses are not usually very good.
Just check the pitch.
I think you are correct, Kevin. That's exactly what happened as I checked with the official.
Split receiver set for Jackson on second and 12. Graham will reset himself, tight end to the left. I formation. On the ground, it's Lee. Back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. Finelli and Kimbiz close it down from their defensive tackle spots. Third down and 12 now.
This is where DeMeo has been dangerous.
You're right, Ed.
When he has to throw the football.
Especially on play action, and he's done it with both his legs and his arm.
Yep.
At a spot on the field where you could really gamble if you want to.
Third down and 12. Receivers either way. DeMeo under center. Graham again, tight end left from the eye. Play action. Under pressure, and will get dropped. Fattoruso coming through from his outside linebacker spot. His fifth and a half sack on the season. It comes at a big point for the Green Dragons. They're finally able to hold.
DeMeo a little slow getting up. He got thrown to the ground pretty hard. Now jogging off. Some cobwebs there, but the first sack of the night for the Green Dragons, and Calhoun will go back to punt.
First three and out for Jackson also. And that ground that DeMeo got thrown down to is a very hard ground right now.
Again, that rugby-style kick. There's a flag out as Calhoun gets off a pretty good one. Bouncing at the 25, rolling inside the 20, and stopped around the 19-yard line by Castronova. We'll check the penalty flag first before we spot it. 9:02 to go in the third quarter.
It was the side, Judge.
Well, both sides, Kev. Flag on both sides.
Either had to be offsides or somebody moved.
Left and right side, both referees threw the flag.
See that too often.
It was a good punt, good rugby-style punt down inside the 20.
These guys like to discuss things.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're talking about dinner plans.
Well, they're not really from the area, we said, right?
Yeah. So.
They're trying to, you know.
Did you take the parkway? What exit did you get off?
Can we recommend Jersey Mike's?
Well, it's against Jackson, so because the explanation.
It is procedure. Oh, wait. Hold against.
No, they offset.
Offset.
We'll do it again. Yep. Nothing happened.
That's right. Just imagine you didn't see a thing.
Middletown South has kicked a field goal. They lead Neptune 13-3. 6:18 to go in the third quarter up at the Swamp. So we will re-kick.
Yeah, by the way, is it a time we stop calling Middletown South the Swamp?
I guess so. It's just habit.
Exactly. I say it every year.
Yeah, but it's habit.
They got turf.
They got turf. There is no swamp.
There's no water on that field.
I guess call it the carpet.
It is on. Is that the school? Is it on Nut Swamp Road?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Don't be so negative.
Not being negative. Brick looks like they're going after this one.
They've got players all standing up at the line of scrimmage. Here comes heavy pressure. Calhoun, a couple steps to his right, runs into it, bouncing at the 30 and rolling back, taking a bit of a brick bounce. Castronova will grab it at the 34-yard line, and we'll see the brick offense come back on here with 8:52 to go in the third quarter. Jackson 31 and brick nothing. It has still been all Jaguar so far tonight. Brick has been unable to get anything on the scoreboard.
Personal. Or no, on not personal foul, on sportsmanlike, I believe, right? Two arms to the side?
You're correct.
Well, this game has come to a screeching halt.
Exactly.
After a quick-moving first half in which 31 points are scored, this one has taken, in the last 3 minutes, almost as much time as the first half.
15-yard penalty will be marched up to the 49-yard line of brick. And the Green Dragons trying to get back to work. They will send Taylor and Johnson split off to the right side. Both behind the line. Bingellis, the tight end, also formation right.
Give you a couple scoring updates.
Sclafani out of the shotgun. Gets it. Five-step drop. Sets up screen. Fattoruso had it for a second and then got drilled in the back by Cole Collins. Could not hang on to it. An incompletion to set up second and 10.
Boy, Collins read that all the way. Mike Husney with an 8-yard touchdown run. 7 minutes left in the third quarter has gotten Toms River North to within 6 of Cherokee. The Chiefs lead at 20-14. Allentown has scored again, so they now lead Central 19-6.
Second and 10 coming up here. Clock stopped off the incompletion. 8:43 to play.
Yes. Ed, your microphone is on.
Watch that mic, Ed. You got a hot mic down there. Always like to hear the cheerleaders, but there we go. Second and 10 from the brick 49-yard line. Taylor will motion across. The give up the middle is to Fattoruso. Big hole. There he goes. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and tackled at the 5-yard line by Golic, who makes the stop. Best play all night, without a doubt, for Brick, and it comes from the senior running back, Ray Fattoruso.
Well, that's just what the Green Dragon ordered, as Brick now knocking on the goal line, looking to get on the board for the first time tonight. First down and goal.
Sclafani with flags coming out. This is going to be procedure against Brick. Back him up 5, set up first and goal from the 10.
Sloppy.
Was just a quick trap by Fattoruso up the middle. First time I've seen that play tonight. And as you guys said, they haven't had too many successful ones, but they follow it with another procedure inside the red zone.
Brick getting the signals from the sideline. Just a shade over 8 minutes remaining here in this first half, this third quarter, rather, 31-0 in favor of Jackson. Jags bring some extra pressure up on the line of scrimmage. Slafani wants to throw. It's intercepted. Picked off at the goal line. Mike Golic. Slafani dropped back, looked right through left, didn't see Golic, and the fourth turnover of the night for Brick.
And he had been jealous, wide open in the end zone all by himself when he couldn't get it to him.
Intercepted on inside the 1 yard line, guys. The ball is sitting inside of the one. So Jackson has got it tough to get it out of here, but they keep the Dragons out of the end zone. That's the big part of that one.
Just amazing. Slafani, three interceptions tonight. He had three in 10 games.
Wasn't even really looking where he was going to throw the football that time. I know Golic a bit on the smaller side, but...
Oh, but Vincellis, Matt, was wide open. Standing by himself.
First down here in 10. It is Golic to stay into the tailback spot. He'll work the right side, get out to the 4 yard line. Flag is out. Starting to say that a bit too often. 3 yard pickup will be 2nd and 7. Referee will give word here. I think it's going to be holding on Jackson.
Brody Graham cramping up here also.
I think you got to take the penalty.
Well, of course, because then the ball would be just about touching the goal line. No, they refused it. See, I can't buy that, Kevin. I agree with you. Because when you snap the ball from inside the 1 yard line, from the half yard line, anything could happen. And a safety would be huge at this point because they would get it right back.
Yep.
Clock is stopped here as they tend to Graham, who's now up and will walk off under his own power. Play is accepted. Penalty declined. 2nd down and 7 coming up from the Jackson 4 yard line.
You know, the reason I also say accept the penalty is they did get 3 yards from the shadow of the end zone. It's not like you stopped them for no gain.
DeMayo bringing the play back in. The clock is running here. As DeMayo will keep Golic in the backfield as the eye back. Tight ends either way. And Golic again this time getting some extra yards, pushing the pile. First down will be obtained out to about the 13-yard line. And some extra pushing and shoving as the play coming to a late close. That's a good gain of about 8 yards out over the 10 of the 13-yard line. First down for Jackson.
Golic just refusing to go down. Had a pile of about 20 players around him. Still didn't go down. Till he got the first down.
Yep.
1st and 10 now for Jackson. Again, they'll take their time in between plays. The clock has stopped. It shouldn't be. And now the referees will stop it here for a second. This has been the slowest 5 minutes and 4 seconds I think I can remember all season.
Boy, you are not kidding.
Referee has pulled together two captains. And
yeah,
I think
they're talking about
the extracurricular.
Exactly. They're going to start throwing people out.
Well, I tell you what. I like the officials doing this. Because now you've basically warned everyone. Guys, here's the deal. You know, I'm the only one that talks. That's it.
Now, you got to also remember, Kevin and Matt, that Brick playing their last football game if they the score continues. Jackson's got a bigger one to play in 2 weeks at Rutgers in the championship game. So if you get thrown out of this one, you must sit that championship game.
Correct. Good point, Ed.
Manalapan has gone up 21-0 over Hillsboro. About 11 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Big second half for the Braves.
What was our last RBC score?
21-14.
Now 28-14.
Wow.
RBC leads.
How about that?
Inside carry here. Golic again. Off on the right side. Getting out to the 15. Small gain. 2nd and long coming up. Brick came away with the football. Tommy Leach had it, but they had already blown the play dead.
It seems to me, now I'm 5 yards from that play where the play ended, that the referees are letting the play continue a little bit longer than maybe they have to, Kevin and Matt. Do you see that also? I mean, the piles, the forward motion seems to be stopping. You don't want to stop it too early, but that creates the fifth, the sixth, the seventh player in, and that's...
I wouldn't disagree with that, Ed. Two back set again here for DeMeo on second and eight. Hopping through the line again. Golic, look at him go. Spinning his way forward, he'll have the first down. He must have made six players miss in about a five-yard stretch out to the 28-yard line, first and 10 for Jackson. Jaguars leading this one 31-0, 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Certainly nobody saw this coming. Not a surprise, perhaps, that Jackson winning the game. Well, not by this margin. Split receiver is Castronova. He'll come off to the formation left. Tight ends either way. Jags will keep it on the ground. Golic stacked up just over the line of scrimmage, the 30-yard line. We'll get one to make it second and nine.
Shore has scored again and now leads Middlesex 21-13. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Central back on the board. They've scored on a touchdown pass by Tom Miserandino, and they cut the Allentown lead to 19-12 late in the third.
4:45 to go here from Brick High School. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, Zach Collins, Brad Burascano, our engineering crew. DeMeo wanting to throw. He's going to roll to his left, running out of space, and will get taken down by Garrity. Flag out. This is going to be a face mask.
Sure is.
On Brick.
Oh,
another easy call to make.
I mean, we could see that from here.
Yep. You got the call right. It's just unbelievable. Brick is completely falling apart in this one.
So plus 15, this will be. And another 15-yard penalty for Brick, who hasn't scored here in the quarter, which, even though it's been moving slow, is ticking away. And the Green Dragons about 16 minutes away from having their season come to a close.
Cole Rogers has scored on a 1-yard run. Middletown South has now increased its lead over Neptune to 20-3, looking more and more like a Middletown South-Jackson final in a couple weeks.
Split receiver set, DeMeo. Collins this time the tight end. Formation off to the left side. Here's the give for Golic. Big hole up the middle. Golic again, keeping his legs moving. On the near side numbers, we'll get down to the Brick 35-yard line. That's a gain of 18 and another first down for the Jags.
Remember, this drive started at the 1-yard line. Moving the ball and killing clock at the same time.
Nick Papandrea, number 45, has checked in for Jackson at the fullback spot. Jags with a variety of weapons. They've struck on the ground tonight through the air. Joe DeMeo, their quarterback, has looked solid throughout. Collins will go tight end left. I tandem ball sent them the left hash mark with 3:20 to go. Golic again tripped over the line of scrimmage. Tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but still falling forward for a gain of just about 5 to the 30-yard line. Second down and a long 5 coming up.
You know, we're on the Brick side, and it has been very quiet here for much of the night. There just has not been a lot for the fans to really get excited about.
I formation again. Collins will reset himself. Formation left, 2:45 and rolling from the I. Golic stacked up at the line of scrimmage, no gain. Third down, a long 5 coming up. Might have even lost the yard, so let's say 3rd and 6.
Corey Wilson among those in on the stop for the Green Dragons. as we'll hit the two-minute mark of the third quarter by the time this play gets off. Jackson clearly starting to milk some clock here.
No reason for him not to. Again, yep. they huddle, have a play run in from the sideline each and every time. Exactly two to go. As they continue to lead in this one, 31 to nothing. And this is going to be a delay of game this time.
It was a little too much
clock.
Took too long.
They called timeout before, Matt.
Jackson will use a timeout just before the play clock was about set to come to a close. 1:48 to go here in the third. 31 to nothing is our score in favor of Jackson.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Tom's River. He's been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name. Matt Allentown has scored again quickly after Central got to within seven. The Redbirds back on the board. They now lead it 25-12 late in the third quarter.
That one part of South Jersey Group 3. A couple of games tomorrow involving the States. Non-public 3. Del Barton will play host to St. John Vianney. It's a Saturday night game. Is that right? 7 o'clock?
Got to be 1 o'clock.
It's at 7 in the little schedule thing. And Modern Day will play at St. Joe's of Hamilton. There's a 15-yard flag coming again on what could have been a procedure penalty or an offside penalty. Chris Kimbiz ran through the...
Yeah, the first call was procedure, Matt. You are correct. But then afterwards... There was some hitting going on.
No, it was the center, Ryan Frazier,
right,
who was matched up with Kimbiz and did a little extra.
He got hit.
Brumson has scored again. They lead Cinnaminson 42-13 going into the fourth quarter. Cherokee has opened up a 30-14 lead on Tom's River North. 6 minutes left in that game.
Another personal foul, 15-yarder against Brick.
We think that's, what, six of those?
At least five.
Well, I will say this, that I'm on the Jackson sideline. They are very upset. They feel, and this is not me saying it, but they feel that they are getting baited by some of the Brick players.
As this rolls on, Ed, it might be tough to disagree with it.
Yeah, it's right. There's just been too many of those 15-yarders.
1:45 and rolling now in the third. Another penalty coming. Jordan Keith was trying to blitz off the right defensive end.
I think Glenn Capilla moved.
Yeah, he might have moved. 74 did move the right right guard. I guess Keith never broke the plane as he was creeping up from his right corner spot there.
5-yard penalty against Jackson. Backs him up 5 to set up 1st and 15 from the Brick 18-yard line, minute 43 to go here. I'd love to say we've had an exciting third quarter, but I hate to lie to the audience. It's been rough.
It's been awful.
Split receiver sent, Curette left, Johnson right. Here's Gollett, big hole up the middle, down inside the 10, inside the 5, touchdown Jackson. Gollett strikes again.
Third touchdown of the night for Gollett. And we are now in mercy rule territory. Who would have thought that?
That's a word I did not think we would be using tonight. That's
unbelievable.
Sure.
Yep.
Jackson continuing to roll it up. An extra point away from leading 38-0.
So with 1:25 left in the third, on the kickoff, the clock will run to finish this fourth quarter out, third quarter and then fourth, unless Brick could get on the board.
Here's Jared Calhoun for the extra point. Trying to make it his fifth of the night. Good job by Johnson getting the kick down.
Yeah, that's going to be on Fattoruso because he hurdled the offensive line, you cannot do that.
Well, the play will be declined in 38-0.
Right. They'll probably take it on the kickoff, right?
We'll step out here for 30 seconds. Buck 25 to go here in the third. Jackson 38, Brick nothing. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. 38-0, the advantage for Jackson, and we are under the guidelines of the mercy rule. And who would have thought that in a matchup of two of the top teams, both 9-1 coming into this game and played a 30-24 overtime game just 6 weeks ago.
You know, Golic has got to be close to the 1,000-yard mark.
Well, I think he's got to be over it at this point.
He needed 95 coming into tonight. He had 25, only had 25 in the first half, but he had a lot of yardage on that drive.
He sure
he's got to be close to it.
He sure did. It would put Jackson with two guys over the 1,000-yard mark.
By the way, guys, that was not a penalty they took. They pulled it, put it back in the pocket.
Okay.
They have six per 15-yarders, Brick.
Here's Calhoun to kick off. End-over-end kick from the 12-yard line. Taylor will field it on the far side. Taylor out to the 30. Fumbles the football. Scramble forward, and it is a mad pile right now. Taylor fumbled it for the second time tonight on a kickoff.
I think Jackson has it.
Yes, they do.
So, too, and they do. Fifth turnover.
Now, the clock should be running now. The clock should not stop.
It's going.
Okay, now it is. Okay.
22 for Jackson, I think. I don't have mine in front of me.
Kyle Lona.
I think he's the one who got the recovery.
Fifth turnover of the night for Brick. Crazy.
It's just unbelievable.
Everything has gone wrong for the Green Dragons tonight. With the clock now running, Jackson will have to take a snap here in the third quarter. And they are on the verge of scoring yet again. Elevated to the top spot in our Shore Sports Network top 10 after the win over RBC. Did nothing to hurt their cause last week over Middletown North, and not doing anything to hurt their cause here tonight against a team that was trying to lay claim to the same spot. Another flag is out.
Another one.
Yeah, that's he's done now. He is done.
Ray Fattoruso.
Yep.
And another,
another one.
Bricks just lost control. Fattoruso will walk off. He has been ejected. Not sure why we're slapping hands with him.
Yeah, really. Well, I think that just shows how much that they've lost control of their emotions, Brick has. It's an unfortunate thing because it tarnishes what's been a great season. And some people remember the Green Dragons for tonight.
A great two seasons, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're going to mark 15 on initially, and then I think there was another one after that. Yes, they are. They're going to keep going. Then they'll go half the distance.
There was three flags that got thrown.
And some of them were as he was walking off. So, and then the quarter is ended.
Does the ejected player have to leave the game, leave the field completely? No, right? He can stay in the
No,
stands,
I don't
right?
think. I think they stopped that rule
a while back, right?
Years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want anybody going to the locker room.
Exactly.
And being distraught, or however you want to phrase it. The third quarter has come to a close. We will keep it here, 38-0, just to make sure nothing else takes place. This has been a dominant performance by Jackson. A bit of a falling apart by Brick on all levels. They've been unable to do anything offensively. They've had two special teams turnovers on kickoffs, and the Jaguars will have it first and 10 from the Brick 21-yard line. It's just been a night from pretty much start to finish, you could say, that Jackson has been in charge.